And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 15th of May, 2013. It was on this day, 1817, the Asylum for the Relief of Persons Deprived of the Use of Their Reason was founded in Philadelphia by a group of Quakers. It was the first private mental health hospital in the United States. Until that time, mental illness was treated as criminal behavior, mentally ill people tied up, put in chains, isolated, even beaten. And the Quakers wanted to try a new type of care. In their founding statement, they said the hospital was intended to furnish such tender, sympathetic attention as may soothe their agitated minds and, under the divine blessing, facilitate their recovery. The asylum is still around today. It goes by the name Friends Hospital. It's the birthday of the writer Catherine Ann Porter, born in Indian Creek, Texas, 1890. Her mother died when she was two. The girl was raised by her grandmother. Porter wrote many years later, "Grandmother was by nature lavish. She loved leisure and calm. She loved luxury. She loved dress and adornment. She loved to sit and talk with friends or listen to music. She did not in the least like pinching or saving and mending and making things do. She told the girl stories of the affluent family she'd left behind in Kentucky, all the important and wealthy people in the family's history. Catherine Ann Porter got married at the age of 16, got divorced soon after, went to work writing for a newspaper in Fort Worth and on the Rocky Mountain News in Colorado, moved to Greenwich Village, started writing short stories. Her first book of short stories came out in 1930, Flowering Judas, and her one and only novel, Ship of Fools, in 1962. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote The Wizard of Oz, Lyman Frank Baum, born in Chittenango, New York, 1856. He was running a general store in Aberdeen, South Dakota, when he started writing fairy tales for children. Published his collection of Mother Goose stories, Mother Goose in Prose, in 1897. Made some money off that. And in 1900, wrote The Wizard of Oz. He started telling the story to some neighborhood children and thought it was so good that he stopped in the middle of it to go start writing it down, all about Dorothy and Toto, the Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Tin Man. Here's a poem for today by James Whitcomb Riley, A Hint of Spring. 'Twas but a hint of spring, for still the atmosphere was sharp and chill, save where the genial sunshine smote the shoulders of my overcoat, and o'er the snow beneath my feet laid spectral fences down the street. My shadow, even, seemed to be elate with some new buoyancy, and bowed and bobbed in my advance with trippingest extravagance, and when the birds chirped out somewhere, it seemed to wheel with me and stare. Above, I heard a rasping stir, and on the roof the carpenter was perched and prodding rusty leaves from out the choked and dripping eaves, and someone hammering about was taking all the windows out. Old scraps of shingles fell before the noisy mansion's open door, and wrangling children raked the yard, and labored much, and laughed as hard, and fired the burning trash I smelt, and sniffed again, so good I felt. A Hint of Spring by James Whitcomb Riley. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.